You know the old joke. Two cyclists walk into a bar. Then they get on stationary bikes and pedal like crazy. Okay, it's not an old joke. It's actually a form of racing called gold sprints. And it's a social event as much as it is an athletic competition. Vermont Public Radio's Angela Evancy reports from the city of Burlington.
Ingredients for a gold sprints event. Two bikes, front wheels removed, set into a metal frame. The back wheels go on rollers. A little music, and an MC.
All right, everybody. Coming at you now, we're going to have Craig on your right, riding the black bike.
Hunt Manley brought gold sprints to Burlington a few years ago. The sport started in Europe and has spread to bars in most major U.S. cities.
We're going to have Chris on the left, riding the white bike.
Gold sprints racing is both extremely intense and extremely informal. All the racers here are in jeans and sneakers, or winter boots. But when they get on stage and start madly pedaling, the competition definitely heats up.
Here we go. Let's count them down from three.
3, 2, 1, go!
A gold sprint is a short sprint, 250 meters. That's 0.15 miles. Since the riders aren't actually going anywhere, a computer program tracks their progress. A giant screen shows who's in the lead. The crowd can see it, but the riders can't.
All right.
And after 15 seconds, it's over. Waiting for your turn? Have a $3 beer while Matt Boulanger sets up the next race.
Gold sprints racing and generally consumption of alcohol have gone more or less hand in hand.
Anything to beat the winter blues, right? Note the trash can in front of the bikes in case you overdo it.
Most people who are quote-unquote seriously training probably wouldn't see it as serious training. It's more for fun and to see how fast you are against your friends and that kind of thing.
3, 2, 1, go! This is like the most ridiculous sport I've ever seen.
Eric Newberry rides with the cycling team at the University of Vermont.
I've never been to this before, and I walk in and people are just like flailing on these bikes. It's not really what you do if you're racing in a road race, but it's kind of fun to do because everyone wants to do it at heart. So.
This is also Corey Burdick's first time.
It was tougher than it looks. They said it was only 15 seconds, but it feels a lot longer.
Burdick is a runner, not a cyclist, but she still leaves with a prize like everyone else. Water bottles, beer koozies, artisan coffee beans. The winner of the night gets a nice warm helmet for winter riding of the outdoor sort. For NPR News, I'm Angela Evancy.
This is NPR News.